one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies. Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-469-7272. That's 800-469-7272. 800-469-7272. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Back at Freedom Field, we go to the sixth inning. Mounts home with a 3-0 lead over Little Rock Central. Ja'Kiah Woods leading things off here for Central. 2-0 pitch, grounds at one hop to Bevel, a third, throw to first in time. And Woods is set down for the second time this afternoon. She's officially 0-for-3, reaching an error back in the first.
Number 33, Brianna Shackelford.
So one out, and Brianna Shackelford, the catcher, comes to the plate. 1-for-2, singled back in the fourth inning. Struck out in the first. Bases empty, one down here in the sixth inning. Mounting home with two runs in the third, one in the fifth. First pitch from Loving misses for ball one. She was behind Woods 2-0 before she was able to get the ground ball. Next pitch, grounded back up the middle. The shortstop Zimmer comes in, makes the throw to first in time. So two down, and it brings Andy Priest to the plate. The Little Rock Central pitcher 0-for-2. A fly ball out in the second, a ground ball out in the fourth. She has pitched well this afternoon. She'll bat with the bases empty and two down. Fouls at right side and out of play. Oh, and one to Priest. Jordan waiting to bat next if Priest could keep the inning going for Little Rock Central. 3-0, Mountain Home leads it. We're in the top of the sixth. Off-speed pitch, fouls this one back out of play. Scott Tabor came in and made that catch. We've had two former minor league players make catches here in foul territory this afternoon for Mountain Home. Next delivery to Priest is outside. It's 1-2. Loving ready to work again. Here comes that 1-2 pitch. Tried to get her to chase outside. She wouldn't bite, though, so the count's full at 2-2 on Priest. Here's the 2-2, fouls it back to the screen on the inside part of the plate, and Priest able to get a piece of it and foul it back to stay alive. So it's still 2-2 with two outs here in the sixth. The 2-2 pitch upstairs for ball three. Loving issued a walk last inning. First, in fact, the only walk of the ball game for either pitcher. This pitch is ball four. Just missed off the outside corner.
Avery Jordan.
And Priest able to get the two-out walk. So she will run it first. Actually, they'll bring the courtesy runner in, I believe. Looks like Mattia Duncan will come in and be the courtesy runner. She will run at first. Two outs, and stepping to the plate now is Tabry Jordan, the left fielder. Assistant coach calls her over, talking to her, and yeah, he's got a finger in her face and shaking it and trying to get her pumped up, I guess. It looked more like a chewing out than a pumping up before you go up to bat, but we'll see how Jordan responds here. First pitch is swing and a miss. Throw to first as the runner was off a little far, but she's back in safely. A 1-1 to Tabry Jordan. Two outs, runner at first. Next pitch, misses low. Another throw to first, going to get away from the first baseman. Green comes in from right and picks it up, but moving on down to second on the throwing error is Matea Duncan. So a 1-1 count now on Jordan. Here comes the next delivery from Loving. Swing and a miss. She was well out in front of that one, so it's 1-2 now. Here comes the 1-2. Bounces up there. Gets away from the catcher. Now the throw to third. Not in time. So the wild pitch enables Duncan to move to third. 2-2 to Jordan. Can Loving get out of this jam here with this pitch? The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three in the inning. Comes to an end. Third strikeout of the afternoon for Loving. So we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 3-0. Mountain Home leading Little Rock Central. You're listening to Lady Bomber Softball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
We move to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 3-0. Mountain Home with the lead over Little Rock Central. 4, 5, and 6 hitters here in this sixth inning for Mountain Home. Gilbert, Bevel, and Yates. Gilbert 0-for-2 steps in to lay things off for the Lady Bombers and grounds a foul down the third base line. Turned on that inside pitch and now up there with an 0-1 count. Mountain Home, 2 runs in the third, a run in the fifth. All 3 runs have scored with 2 outs. This one's hit in the air. This could be extra bases. Into the left field. Oh, it's over the field, off the fence. I wasn't sure that was going to carry. I was thinking it was going to be 2 or 3 bases. Instead, it's a home run for Gilbert as it carries over the left center field wall for the home run. Second home run of the afternoon for Mountain Home. Sydney Zimmer had one earlier, and now Gilbert with the solo home run. So it's 4-0, Mountain Home with the lead. Bevel steps in now for the Lady Bombers. First pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 to Bevel. Bevel doubled back in the second inning. Popped out in the fourth, 1-for-2. Next delivery is up high from Priest. 1-1 now to Bevel with Yates to follow. Cudworth will bat this inning as well for Mountain Home. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Priest getting the sign from Shackelford. She's ready to work again. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. 8 strikeouts for Andy Priest on the afternoon. And we've got a pinch hitter coming up here for Addison Yates. She's scheduled to bat next.
12-for-2.
Coming in for batting for Mountain Home is going to be Sierra Williams. The senior will step in. Hitting 667. She's 2-for-3 so far. So Sierra Williams will bat here with one out in the sixth inning. She's a slap hitter. She takes that first pitch up high. 1-0 to Williams. One out. Base is empty here in the bottom of the sixth. Williams takes that pitch high for ball two. 2-0. Priest ready to work again. That 2-0 pitch. High, but a swing and a miss. Chase one out of the zone. It's now 2-1. Williams back in. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Priest. It's high for ball three. Priest struggling a bit here the last couple of innings. Here comes that 3-1. There's a called strike, 3-2. So the count full now on Sierra Williams. Pinch hitting for Yates. Yates is going to come back into the game and catch in the seventh inning. Next pitch, high for ball four. So a one-out walk, and Williams reaches.
Number 32, Marcy Cudworth.
That's going to bring Marcy Cudworth to the plate. 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground ball out this afternoon. Williams runs at first. And the ground ball left side, foul. As Cudworth was trying to slap one past that third baseman, Wisnab, but it went foul for strike one. Four nothing our score. Mountain Home leading Little Rock Central. Next delivery is low and outside, and Williams had a pretty good jump off first, decided not to go, though, and she scurries back to the bag. So it's 1-1 now on Cudworth. Here's the next pitch from Priest. Hit into the right field. This one has a chance, but a nice running catch by White coming in on the ball. Oh, and that left the bat. I thought I was going to have a chance to get down in front of White, but she came in on it quickly and makes the catch. So two down, and Courtney Green, the right fielder, steps in. She's grounded back to the pitcher a couple of times this afternoon, 0-for-2. First pitch is high and outside. 1-0 now to Green. Sierra Williams runs at first. Grace Gilbert led the inning off with a solo homer. Mount Holmes hit two out today, and they lead it 4-0. Next pitch is high and outside for ball two to Green. Here comes the 2-0 now. Now time called. I was watching Coach Cudworth. Boy, he just never stands still. He paces back and forth in front of the dugout. Got this new field. By the time this season's over, he may have a path worn in the artificial turf over there. Next pitch to Green is taken for a strike. It's 2-1. That was his voice you heard calling out the play. So a 2-1 count on Green. Two outs. Let's see if something's going on with Williams. She's not running. The pitch is low, and it's ball three. 3-1 to Green. Three and one, the count to Green. Let's see if she's taken here with this 3-1 count. Priest is struggling here this inning. Nope, swing and a miss, and now the count's full, 3-2. Three, two, two outs. The runner at first will be off with the pitch. The pitch is popped up on the infield. The shortstop, Latin, going out, and she will make the catch. So we'll go to the seventh inning. The Lady Bombers three outs away from a W. They lead it 4-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Softball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.